You are tuned in to Sacred Heart Catholic Church in Broussard, Louisiana. Let's catch up with Father Michael Duckham as he breaks open the readings during the second week of the preaching series, Reboot.
So how do we do on our homework? Let me refresh you on what your homework was. So, you were supposed to talk to one person, at least one person this week, that doesn't come to Mass anymore. And ask them why. Not to evangelize them, not to talk to Jesus about them, but just to ask and to inquire almost as a study. For you to get firsthand knowledge of what we talked about last week on all the statistics of how more and more people are growing or increasingly staying away or are not coming to Mass, not practicing their faith. For those of you who are visiting with us, we started a new preaching series last week called Reboot. Beginning a challenge for us as a parish community, us as a faith community, to reevaluate why we're here. Why did Jesus start the church? What's our purpose? So that we can refocus, realign, because there is a problem that we need to address. And it's the reality that people are less and less coming to Mass, practicing their faith. And we want to be a part of the solution and not the problem. So I asked you to ask someone, and hopefully you did, and maybe you came up with some answers or some clarity that you knew before, maybe some new insights. I've kind of asked around. People have actually called me, emailed me, shared with me some of the things they heard. Heard something, things like this, which right now, one of them is probably the obvious one. I'm not going to church because of all those priests. The local priest scandal, it's a easy, low-hanging fruit for us to grab onto. They're hypocrites. Why would I go? Well, that was easy. And we've had some scandal, especially something that has hit us close to home with a previous pastor here that many of you probably knew. And that's something we're going to have to deal with and address and pray through. Some of you share with me that people don't come to Mass because of the church's stance on LGBT community. It stands on marriage, and it seems like we're leaving people out, those who maybe struggle with living out their sexuality in certain ways. Some of you said, you heard, I just don't go to church because they're hypocrites. Some said they don't go to church, and they were maybe honest, just because they're lazy. Some don't go to church, and they didn't know why. They just stopped going. Perhaps you have all kinds of answers that you heard. Why people have stopped practicing their faith, why they don't come to Mass, your children, your grandchildren. What I did hear was the sadness in the people who were asking the question. Father, it made me sad to hear. It made me sad to hear. Because many of you have come to know how beautiful our faith is. Many of you have come to know Jesus and have been affected by his good news, been affected by him personally, and you want other people to know about him. And as you hear people who are not coming to Mass or not practicing their faith, you hear a sadness because you long for them to know what you know. And maybe some of you have said, if they only knew. Like some of their excuses were just because of ignorance. Like they really didn't know what the church teaches. Or they really didn't know. It seems like they have no personal relationship with Jesus. And if they only had, things would be different. If they only had someone to teach them. If they only had someone to walk with them. How different things would be. And that's what we want to talk about today. How did we get here? How do we get to a place where people are leaving the church? And by understanding how do we get here, we will be able to understand how do we not stay here. How do we get here? Well, let's start with the sadness. If they only had someone to tell them, if they only had someone to teach them, if they only had someone to walk with them. The reason the church is in the position that it is in is because it has stopped empowering you to be the disciple you are called to be. It stopped helping you realize that you and me are called to be living witnesses to people in our words and our actions. We've kind of come to this place where we have accepted a practicing Catholic to be this. I come to Mass every Sunday. That's better than most. And that's our cap. Like, that's our standard. Coming to Mass on Sunday is our definition of an active, practicing Catholic. And I want to hopefully open up to you that the church and Jesus, when he entrusted the church to his early disciples, certainly intended far more than that. And I want to refresh you on what Jesus told his early disciples. As he began the church, he said this, and this is in your handout at the top. It's from Matthew chapter 28, verse 19. Jesus said this before he ascended to heaven. This was his entrusting his message, his church, to his early disciples. He says this, "Go therefore and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, and teach them to obey everything that I have commanded you. And remember, I am with you always to the end of the age." This was Jesus' commandment. That's what he told the church to do and to be. Go make disciples, teach them, baptize them. He entrusted that to his early disciples. And for 2,000 years, people have been entrusting and going to the ends of the earth. The Catholic Church does really well on going to the ends of the earth. It's really hard-pressed for us to find a place where the church hasn't gone to. And we're still sending missionaries out to the ends of the earth. We do a really good job of teaching. We have our CCD class. We have colleges and universities. The church was the leader and pioneer of the university system. We baptize really well. Our parish here, we average 10 to 15 baptisms a month. We know how to bring people into the faith, but the one thing that we don't do well, and you may be able to relate to this, is to make a disciple. To bring someone into an encounter with Jesus, to empower them, to show them the gifts they have, to teach them and encourage them to grow in their faith, and then to send them off. Most people that are Catholic think that's just for the priest. Just the priests do that. Just the priests are supposed to talk about Jesus. Just the priests are supposed to teach about Jesus. Just the priests are supposed to go into the world and to share the faith with others. As Catholics, we're just supposed to come and receive and go home. But I want to point to you perhaps the sadness that you may have felt as you talk to people who are not coming to church. If they only knew. If they only had someone to teach them and to share what I have come to know. Listen, I need to share with you that you are the people God has called to share with them the good news. You're called to be disciples in the world. But I want to confess and I want to take ownership that as a church, we have not prepared you well. We've not. Because I know many of you say, I don't even know where to start. When my kids ask me questions, I don't have the answers. I want to. Like my gut, I have faith, but I don't know how to talk about my faith to the people I love. And right there is where we need to start. Because that's how we got here. Your grandparents, my grandparents, they were faithful people. They came to Mass. They prayed. They sacrificed. They lived their faith. But very often they were ill-equipped to talk to you about their faith. They just showed you by example. And so, therefore, you really weren't trained. You really weren't empowered. You haven't been studying a whole lot about your faith. And so when your kids ask you questions, you're left with the same answer that your parents gave you. It's just because that's what we're supposed to do. That's what they did. That's what I do. That's what you're supposed to do. And we have a generation that is not happy with that answer. They don't accept that answer. If you can't answer it for me, then that must mean you don't know why, and you're just going through the motions, and I'm not going to follow that. It has to be real. It has to be tangible. So I have listed here a couple of just examples of how we kind of got into this. I have on there this idea of clericalism. This idea of the priest is meant to do everything, and sometimes the priest accepts that responsibility, and he does everything. And what happens is that creates a community of believers that don't understand that they're called to work with the priest, to be disciples in their community, to share with other people the good news. What the church is also kind of realizing is that for several years, for the past, 50 years, we've been building churches. We've had the baby boomers, and we have children everywhere, and we need space, and so we're building churches, and we've been more focused on the people who are in the pews, taking care of them, and right now we're entering a space and time where we're closing churches down. If you go to other dioceses in the country, they're consolidating. They're closing churches. We have a few places in our diocese where we're building bigger churches. But our diocese is not like the rest of the country. But we're slowly moving in that direction. And what the church is saying is we have to stop being so centered on ourselves, and we have to begin to learn how to look outside of ourselves. We need to go outside of our walls and invite other people who are not here to come. But we need to equip ourselves. We need to learn. We need to come to a new encounter with Jesus. Our hearts need to become newly aflame with a desire to learn. See, that's what a disciple is. And that's what we've stopped making. A disciple is someone who follows Jesus, who seeks to know him, who learns, who reads, who studies, but then goes and shares him with other people. A believer is someone who just believes in Jesus. A disciple is someone different, who seeks him, who learns, who asks questions, who is always learning. This is a quote that maybe might describe many of us in the pews this morning. Parents who maybe are coming to realize and accept that this is a problem we have to address. Top right, this is a quote by Father Mallon. "Hundreds of thousands of faithful, believing Catholics carry the enormous burden of children and grandchildren who have abandoned the faith. These faithful Catholics carry the extra burden of blaming themselves for this situation. Unsure of what they did wrong. After all, they did for their children what their parents did for them." Why? Why are my kids not coming to Mass? Why are my grandkids not coming to Mass? And sometimes we can, like, to push the blame or to push any responsibility on our own practice of the faith, we can do all kinds of things. We can blame, again, the priest scandal. We can blame all kinds of things. The Vatican Council, the fact that we celebrate Mass in English and not in Latin anymore. The fact that we use contraception now. And like we can use all these scapegoats to avoid any responsibility on us. The truth is, the church has stopped equipping you to be faithful, fruitful, confident disciples where you can go home and speak confidently about the faith to your children, your grandchildren? And something needs to change. And so next week we're going to talk about how we have been trying to change that pattern here at Sacred Heart. Because we want to be a part of the solution, not part of the problem. We want our next generation to be empowered to see the gift of the faith that you see and that you have. And so this is your homework this week. I want you to talk to one person about Jesus. I want you to talk to them about your faith. It can be anybody. It can be your spouse. It can be your kids. It can be your neighbor. But I want you to put yourself in a position where you allow people to ask you questions. I just want you to see how you do. Are you comfortable? Are you nervous? Do you feel confident? Do you feel scared and ill-equipped? One person. You can talk to more than one person, but I want you to consciously engage in a conversation about Jesus and your faith with someone. And I want you to experience how you feel. Because this is it. Jesus told the church, and he's still telling the church, I need you to go into the world and make disciples. And I just need you to take a temperature of how equipped you feel. How well disposed do you feel in going to the world, sharing the good news of Jesus with others? Then we're going to come back. And we're going to talk about what our parish has been doing. The few steps that we have taken to kind of stem the tide. And then we'll talk about what are you going to do? We're going to talk about what is our parish doing so that we can be a part of the solution and not the problem. Let's pray for each other this week as we begin to risk a little bit. To expose maybe our insecurities. To expose maybe our ineptitude or our ignorance. It's okay. I'm not asking you to be perfect. I'm just asking you to start the conversation so that we can continue this conversation. Amen.